Who is C. Reggie Rogers?
Well, you know, I've been preaching since I was 20. I'm 42 now. I started pastoring. I became a senior pastor at the age of 26. I pastored in Philly for the years before moving to Las Vegas and planning to work in Las Vegas. So to answer, who am I? I'm really someone who I believe God is using in this day and time to really get the church to a level of understanding of stirring up a reformation. I believe that's my assignment, to literally stir up a reformation in this nation. And when I say reformation, it just simply means to reform, getting people to a point where they understand what it means to reform. It's the process of taking spiritual principles, or taking the Word of God and the context of the time and frame in which we live, and causing what we would call staid concepts and fossilized thinking to be remolded into something that is pliable, applicable, current for the day and time in which we live.
What does anointing mean to C. Reggie Rogers?
Well, if we define anointing, to me, anointing simply means the empowerment to do. God has empowered us and given us an anointing to do certain things. If I really wanted to go deep in terms of when we talk about the anointing, I think in some cases, we must understand the anointing from a standpoint of when God has anointed us, He doesn't anoint us for us, He anoints us for somebody else. But the anointing, in a lot of cases, it's been abused. Because when I understand that the anointing is defined as discerning the presence of God, or it is the divine empowerment to do, it is not so much a filling as it is discernment. And the anointing is really given by the Holy Spirit. In order for a person to walk in an anointing, there needs to be a yieldedness on the inside of them. And then they begin to work purposely with God's impetus in their lives. So when I say the anointing has been abused, I say that because most people think that we're anointed for ourselves. We're not anointed for ourselves. We are anointed to accomplish things with greater ease than we could on our own, but it's there for somebody else.
How does one change from player to prayer? Or is there a change?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a deliverance that takes place. You know, when we come to Christ, we expect, or we anticipate that God would stick us into what we call this process of, you know, from something to something better. And so deliverance always has that two parts attached to it, you know, taking me from the old wretched man. As Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he says, oh, what a miserable person I am. You know, who can free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? But then he comes back and says, thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I believe a person can be delivered, not through themselves, but through Jesus Christ, our Lord, because I like how Paul said, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because when he becomes our Lord, that just simply means he becomes Lord of all, Lord in all, and Lord through all. He is the Lord of everything. He's not just my Savior. Because when I come to him, he's, you know, at that point, he saved me, and he becomes Savior. But I have to move to a greater level than him so that he's not just my Savior. He becomes the Lord of my life, Lord of all things, Lord in all things. And so, yes, a person can be delivered through Jesus Christ.
In our remaining minutes, tell us about the Manifest Destiny Ministry.
Manifest Destiny Ministries is what we call a place where destinies manifest. And I will say this, just to keep it true. The Lord began to deal with me personally that June 2008, I actually stepped down as a senior pastor because I knew that there was a burning desire to get out and write, promote this book. And so that's what I've been. I've been on the road, man, just promoting the book. But Manifest Destiny, as a church and as a body, we still use as an outreach. And there was a young man that I allowed to come in and take the ministry where I felt like I could not have taken it. So I mentored and groomed him to take it to that next dimension, and he's doing a great job. But Manifest Destiny as a whole is a place where destinies manifest. I teach life principles. I teach principles to live by. And so I think that, you know, when you come into a Manifest Destiny experience, you walk out with principles and lessons to live by. So I think that that's really what it's all about.
Our guest is C. Reggie Rogers. The book, it's the Bible, Playa to Prayer. Where can one find you?
I'm glad you asked. Sometimes when I preach, I say, good question. I'm glad you asked. You can go to www.c, as in Charles Reggie, R-E-G-I, Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, that's C. Reggie Rogers Ministries.com, or you can call us on our toll-free 1-800 number. It's 1-800-658-5034. Let me repeat that again, 1-800-658-5034, or C. Reggie, R-E-G-I, Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, Ministries.com. And I want to also say to you, my friend, it's been a pleasure and a joy, and I'm just gratuitous that you would take the time to allow me to share with the good people there in Newport News, Virginia, and the surrounding areas, this testimony that God has given to me. So I thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for your time. Great information. Thanks for the book, and may God continue to bless you. It's our guest, C. Reggie Rogers, on Star 1310.
Bless you. Thank you.